KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two men convicted of killing a taxi driver in Durban North have a lengthy spell in prison ahead of them. The Durban Regional Court this week sentenced Mfana Futhi Madlala and Sifiso Sokhulu for the murder of Nkosikhona Ngcobo in Effingham.
On the evening of 10 July 2022, he was driving his taxi out of the taxi rank when he was accosted by the men. They were armed and fired shots at him, shooting him six times.
The NPA's Natasha Kara says one of his killers was caught after he tried mixing in a crowd but was recognized by a bystander who alerted police. The other suspect was arrested the following day. A medical expert believes the COVID-19 crisis could have contributed to the alarming number of South African child deaths as a result of starvation in the last 2 years. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi recently revealed that over 1,400 children died from acute malnutrition since January last year.
These are children who are not getting enough food or enough nutrients in their food, or getting more of the same food type, e.g. starch. This then leads to poor performance of the immune system, which is dependent on these different nutrients. Because the immune system is down, children are exposed to pneumonia and gastroenteritis, which are the main drivers of morbidity and mortality.
That's the chairperson of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, who says there was a socioeconomic impact from the restrictions that were in place during the pandemic.
Some have missed their childhood immunizations, which aid to protect them from illnesses. This is mainly happening at the backdrop of the social determinants of health, unemployment of parents. They are sometimes uneducated. They lack access to clean water and sanitation.
There's been a decrease in total employment in the third quarter of the year. Stats SA has released its quarterly employment stats showing a decline of 1.2% from June to September. The agency's Matlapane Masube says it's a result of decreases in several industries, including community services, manufacturing, transport and mining.
Full-time employment decreased by 14,000 quarter-on-quarter from 9,463,000 in June 2024 to 9,454,000 in September 2024. This was due to decreases in the following industries: business services 22,000, manufacturing 5,000, community services 3,000, mining and transport with 2,000 each.
And Swedish prosecutors say an investigation into alleged rape and sexual assault in Stockholm, which reportedly targeted Real Madrid forward Kylian Mbappe, has been closed due to insufficient evidence. Authorities announced in mid-October that they were probing an alleged incident that occurred at a hotel, but they didn't name any suspect. Several Swedish media outlets reported that Mbappe was the suspect. The 25-year-old's lawyer said at the time that he was shocked to see his name linked to the investigation. The top story: two men convicted of killing a taxi driver in Durban North have a lengthy spell in prison ahead of them. They were sentenced to life in prison this week. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.